If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. The Bible says in verse 1, "Wherefore, holy brethren..." Now he's talking to the church. He's talking to brothers and sisters in Christ, those that claim to know the Lord. He said, "Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For our house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God." Jump down to verse 14. He said, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? That's a question. Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness, and to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? For we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." Look at verse 14 in verse 9. He said, "There remaineth therefore a rest to put through the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." I want to preach just a little while tonight on this thought, "If God will be my help, I believe I'll rest a little while. I believe I'll rest a little while." As we see this, we see the Word of God, and the authors are writing to me and you and telling us, praise God, that there's something better than what the world has. A something that's so superior. A something that's so much more grand and so much more splendor. Praise God, that you and I can have this evening. He said, and it's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. He said, we won't find it in the world. He said, but you'll find it at the foot of the cross. You'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ, that help and that hope and that confidence that you and I need. I don't have much need of confidence in the world we live. I don't have much confidence in people around us, but I do have a confidence in God and what He's able to do. It's already been said this morning, talking about little children. I was downstairs and I thought about these young'uns up here singing for the glory of God. And Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." I'm praising God tonight. And it's not just these little bitties, but it's you and I this evening. We are the little children of God. Amen. We are those little ones in eyes of God who've been made large in His sight when we accept that free pardon of sin. Praise God that Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary for you and me tonight, so that we wouldn't be called and left in our sin, but He made a way that you and I could come out, and He lifted us up. And Brother Rex said, we mentioned so many times, He brings us out. He puts us in a place of rightness in eyes of God. He divides us and separates us out, dividing us under a soul and a spirit, and He shows us where we need to be, where the old flesh is and where we can be. Praise God, I'm glad He's two different realms. Amen. The flesh belongs in one place, and the spirit belongs in the other. And praise God, God separates them. He puts a division between them through the Holy Spirit of God that lives in you and I.
Amen.
The Spirit of God lives in your heart. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Praise God, He lives in your heart. He teaches you. He directs you. He shows you the way. He helps you to do and say that's pleasing unto His name. Amen. Told you this morning in Ephesians, we need to take that chapter 4, those last 4 or 5 verses in that chapter, and we need to ingrain them in our heart and our minds and our soul, and we need to get away from the clamor and the racket of this old world and come to peace with ourselves, come to a place of rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need a rest today. We need to give it a rest today. We don't need all this in our hearts and our lives. There's no place for it. There's no goodness in it. It just brings about hard feelings and strife, but I thank God that He's a God of heaven who puts peace down in your soul. He'll lift you up, praise God, and put you on a place where He's got you under control. He'll help you. He'll direct you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you into righteousness for His name's sake. And I'm going to tell you tonight, your flesh won't like it. Amen. Your flesh won't like what's going on. He said you'll be just like those people that have murmured in the wilderness. Those that come out of Egypt. Now Egypt is a type of the world. It's a place of sin. It's a place for every lavish thing that this world has. They have to spread out for you. But I want to say, praise God. God said that we're supposed to come out of the world and be ye separate. He said you come up out of Egypt and you come unto a Savior. Glory be to God. And you'll find a better place. He said you'll find a place of rest for your soul. Glory to God. Somewhere where you can find peace and happiness and joy, praise God, that surpasses everything that you could ever imagine. Amen. God says, I've got it. But I want to say tonight, on the 30th word of God, God offers us a rest. God offers us a peaceful rest. Not just any rest, but a peaceful rest. A joyous rest. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't find it here. It seems like there's so much turmoil in the world, you can't find no rest. There's no peace. Amen. I want to say the world don't have it. See, what we're doing, we're looking in the wrong places for the right things. Amen. But I want to say there's a right place to look for the right things. He said we'll find it in Christ Jesus, the Lord. He is the apostle of our faith, praise God. He's the finisher of our faith. He is the Word of God, amen. It puts us in a place where we can realize that there's something better, far superior to anything we could look for in this world. Amen. Amen. I've chased after a lot of things. And I know, I was thinking of the night they started the Daytona 500. I guess today. They started that racing again. Boy, I used to love race. Used to follow them racers. Used to follow them cars around and around that track. Amen. What about a sport where you run all day wide open, hard as you can, burn a whole lot of gas, burn up a whole lot of tires, and never get nowhere? But you know what? That's what most of us are doing. We're burning a lot of gas, burning off the tires, praise God, the tread of our soles, our feet, and we're not going nowhere. But God said, praise God, I've got a place to bring you. It's all said and done. I'll give you a place of rest, of peace, of hope and joy. Praise God, it's unspeakable. Amen. It's better than anything you can find out there. Now, I don't know much about racing war. Amen. All the fellas I used to root for, Richard Petty and Kell Yarborough, amen, they're gone. Amen. They've done faded off the scene and there's a whole new crew. Amen. But glory be to God. I want to say that's what's happened in the world. Amen. Peace has gone with it. But I want to say, hey, there's a peace that passes understanding that God said He'd leave with. Jesus said, I give my peace, I leave with you. Amen. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you have a peace in your heart that's abiding. Amen. A peace that'll give you rest. A peace that you can partake in that'll bring joy in your life. Amen. You know, how do I get it? By trusting the Lord. Verse 6 of chapter 3, he said, but Christ as a son over his own house. Amen. Who's over the house of that we're living in. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, this ain't my house. Praise God. It's your house if you're a child of God. Amen. Say amen. It's your house if you're a child of God. Amen. This is where we come together worshiping in His house. This is His place. Amen. It's His place. It's set aside for God's glory. It's set aside for His worship. It ain't a place for foolishness. It's a place to come and get right with God. Amen. Amen. It's come to look and seek His face while He may be found. And He said, we'll find Him if we'll seek Him early. Amen. I won't say, don't be late in seeking the Lord. What are we waiting for? Huh? Families, what are we waiting for? Need to seek Him early while He can be found, praise God. Amen. While the whole family can get in on it before they trickle away, before they're grown and gone. Amen. It's happening all around us. Youngins are growing up and they depart from the faith. Amen. But the Bible says here why they do that. Amen. They said they depart from the faith because they were They depart because of the faith, the evil heart of unbelief, and departing from the living God. You know why people will depart from the faith? Amen. Because of unbelief. Because we don't believe that God is real, that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sin, and He holds us to a higher standard, a whole new higher life, praise God, that He puts into us a degree of a substance, praise God, that we need in the day that we live. Because the substance that we have, and praise God, it's not satisfying. We try everything in the world to feel better. Amen. We try everything in the world to make us happy. We entertain everything that the world has to try to entertain us. But praise God, He said that He's one that built the house. Amen. And He's faithful. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, verse 2, He said, who was faithful to Him that appointed Him? Amen. Jesus was faithful to God the Father. He was faithful all the way unto death, the death of the cross, praise God, where He died for the sins of the world. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. What a Savior that we have. One that we can lift up and trust in today because He went all the way, praise God. Can't we go just a little ways for Him? Amen. I want to say, praise God, I believe I'll rest a little while. I believe I'm going to rest in faith in my Lord Jesus Christ while I can. Amen. While I'm here, while I have an opportunity. Amen. Someday the devil may knock my brains out and I may not know myself or know you, but while I have an opportunity to know who He is, I'm going to rejoice in my Lord. I'm going to rest in Jesus Christ. I'm going to rest a little while.
Amen.
Amen. What I have in the Lord. Amen. He's given me so much. Amen. He's trying to help us if we'd let Him. But He said, take heed, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen. He said, I'm not going to but depart, but we're going to draw closer to Him. And even so, the more as you see the day approaching, amen, are going to get closer and closer to Him. When the devil says, run, praise God, we're going to say, okay, devil, and we'll run right into the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like that little child that He picked up in Book of Mark, and He pulled to Himself in chapter 9, about 37, I believe it hit, pulled Him into His bosom, praise God. He said, this is one of my little children.
Amen.
You just imagine, old devil, when the devil gets to riding your hard and everything's going wrong. Amen. And you want to just give up, you want to throw in the towel and go your way, we have to do that. Our flesh, the spirit's willing. The flesh is weak. Amen. Listen to me. Look at me. You live in weak flesh today. If the devil could have his way, he would destroy your flesh. Amen. He would destroy everything about you. But praise God, when the old devil comes up and he tries to dissuade us, when he tries to persuade us to give up, to throw it in, to go a different way, praise God. He says, you better run. You better hide, amen. Praise God. What we ought to do is just run to the Lord Jesus Christ and hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock where we can find peace and joy and satisfaction, where we can find rest in the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd like to have some rest.
Amen.
I get tired of fighting the devil. Amen. Don't you? Are you getting tired of fighting the devil? Amen. It seems like it's a no-win situation. You come out of one battle and you go into another. If you're a child of God, you know what I'm talking about. And you're fighting here and you're fighting there. You're fighting the world. You're fighting your family. You're fighting your children. You're fighting everybody around. And the devil's having a field day. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ said if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for our Savior, praise God, He said He'd give us rest. He said He'd bring us out of the turmoil, praise God. He'd draw us unto Himself. You say, preacher, it'll never happen in a lifetime. Praise God, I want to say it'll happen according to what God said. And God says He'd give you rest, praise God, in your life. He'll give you peace in your heart, praise God, if you'll trust the Lord today. But He said, nor do that. He said, Brother Chris said, we got to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. The devil as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour. But the devil, let me just give you a piece of knowledge, useful knowledge you can have, you can use against the devil. Amen. When he comes along and he tries to enter to your mind and tries to get into your heart, praise God. You say, devil, I'm not entertaining you. You've got to go. See, the devil is not omnipresent. Amen? And he's not omnipotent. He's not all-knowing. He can't be everywhere all the time, and he don't know everything about you. Amen? But boy, he can figure it out again. He can figure it out pretty good when we begin to entertain him. Amen. That's why we can't entertain the devil, praise God. We got to push him out, run him off, praise God. And we do that by running to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, Jesus, 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 I need you today. Amen. When hardships come, things is going wrong. Amen. And you say, Lord, you know, it's just too much, God. I feel like I'm a drowning man. I'm a drowning woman today. It seems like I'm being overflooded. Lord, I need your help. Amen. God said he'd not put more on you than you could bear, but he said with it he'd make a way of escape. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ, when you get to crying out to him in the pits of your misery, pray from the bottom of your soul, pray, he'll come and he'll deliver you out of that man. Just like them little children, he'll draw you into his arms, praise God. He'll love you up and say it'll be all right. Amen. Now, the turmoil's still going on all around you. Everywhere in this world, it's still in mass confusion. Amen. There's a wickedness on every hand. But praise God, when you're in the arms of God. Amen. Arms in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, nothing can get to you. Amen. There's nothing can get... Come here, Mia. Mia, come here a minute. God said, when little children come to them, he said, I'll no wise cast you out. He said, I won't let you stand and fight the devil alone. He said, I'll not be partaker of that. It'll be not known in the name of God that he ever left one of his little children to fight the fight alone. He said, the devil's raging. But he said, I won't let him rage against you alone. He said, what I'll do, praise God, while he's raging all around you, he said, I'll pull you under myself. He said, I'll snuggle you into my bosom and I'll love you, praise God. I'll love you and I'll pull you up close. Ain't nothing going to get to you. You think I'd let anybody, anything hurt this little girl? No way, no how. Amen, because she's mine, praise God. She's blood of my blood. And praise God, you'd have to go over my cold, dead body and hurt this little girl. Well, I want to say we have a heavenly Father in heaven tonight. And he said, praise be to God, if you'll trust in me, if you'll come unto me, I'll love you up, I'll pull you up, and I'll fight the battles for you. I'll defeat the devil, praise God. I'll love you, praise the Lord, and I won't let nobody harm you tonight. I'm glad, praise God, and we have an opportunity, amen, to rest a little while in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're being dissuaded by the devil. The devil makes you think it. He's in charge. Now, the Bible says he is the prince and power of this present world. He's the ruler of darkness. Amen. He does it in high places. But praise be to God, there's one that overrules him. Amen. There's a Lord and a Savior. Praise God. He said, if you'll come unto me, he said, I'll give you rest. He said, I'll take your load upon me. Amen. I'll give you mine. He said, my burden's light. And he said, I will give you rest. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? We like turmoil. We like the turmoil. We like the noise. Amen. Jordan, just try finding you a place in the presence of the Savior. Just find you a quiet place in the presence of the Savior and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. I mean, from the humbleness of your heart, from meekness of your heart. He said, I need you to be like me, meek and lowly. If we'll come meek and lowly before the Lord and say, Lord, you know what we're throne. I know the Bible said we come boldly before the throne of grace. But we have to come in there. We have to enter in meek and lowly to bring our petition. He has to see our humility, praise God. When we come before him, we have to. That's why he said, when he prayed, he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, oh, holy God, I'm coming to your presence and I'm coming now, Lord. Please just receive me. You know what I have. You know the petition. You know the burdens on my heart. I want you to help me, to make me, to be that you'd help me to be. Amen. Amen. I need that consistency, Lord. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us? There's no consistency. There's too much inconsistency. We run up high today and down low tomorrow. And I know that's what life does to you. Sometimes you can't always be on the mountain. But we ought to seek for a middle ground. And then seek a place where we can live and love and have peace and have rest in the Lord. Yeah. It's the only thing that matters. When this is all said and done and all this stuff is gone, the only thing that matters is the relationship we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the relationship that we have with Him will determine what kind of relationship we have while we're here. Amen. We've got people all over this country. I've tried to talk to folks. They try to have relationships as men and women, husbands and wives, and they don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It will not work. It won't work. Thank God we got some people where you got a husband or a wife and trying to live godly. Amen. And they carry the other one along, pray to, and hope that one day they'll get right too. But it makes it difficult. Praise God, we need to all come to a place of looking for rest. And we find that rest, praise God, we'll find the Lord Jesus Christ, and it'll be rest sure.
Amen.
God will divide it out. He'll take that old junk, and that's all it is, just a bunch of junk. And He'll move it out of the way. And all that good stuff God will put right in front of you. Amen. Where you can get it. Why? Because we're just little children. And so, little children, you got to put it where God, amen, you got to put it where God can, where they can get to it. So God, what He does, He takes for little children, He puts it where we can get to it. Now it's up to us whether we come up to the table or not. It's up to us whether we come and receive what He's got for us. You can sit back all day long and drive down the road and say, man, the Lord's got all kind of stuff for me over there. Goodness gracious. I went over there one time 4 or 5 years ago. God just blessed me all to pieces. Amen. And you can run 4 or 5 years on that. God bless your heart. Amen. I run 2 or 3 days. I get to run on empty. I'm like, Brother Rick, I like Wednesday nights, praise God, because God, I come in here and I see you here, and praise God, God just reloads my car. Amen. He stacks her full to overflowing. Praise God. I say, oh God, thank you for loving a wretch like me. Yes, sir. Amen. But He said, because of our malcontent, because we're not satisfied with the Lord. He said, we miss out on a rest. We don't rest like we should. You see that on a lot of your faces. Amen. A lot of lines and crow's feet and wrinkles. Amen. Cause a lot of sleepless nights. Cause our conscience ain't what they could be. Our health ain't what it should be. Because we're not trusting in the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, anymore I pillow my head with a clear conscience and I say, oh God, thank you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed me to participate in. Thank you for touching my heart. Thank you for moving down the depths of my soul. Thank you for dividing asunder my soul and my spirit. Praise God, where I am, where I live, and what you want me to be. I'm looking every day for God to show me where He wants me to be. Amen? I want to be in the center of His will. Praise God. I prayed the other day, I'll just be honest. I prayed the other day, I said, Lord, if you're through with me, if we're done preaching, God, I want you to let me know. Don't you let me become a stumbling block. God, don't you ever let me become a stumbling block anywhere I'm at. God, before you do that, just take me out of here, kill me before you let me become a stumbling block. Oh, God, help me to always be a stepping stone. Help me to be someone, praise God, and I help some brother, some sister, some boy or girl just a little closer to you. Amen. I said, Lord, help me to find my place of rest where that peace and joy and harmony with God Almighty. You know what's wrong with the world? We're out of harmony. There's no harmony in the world no more. We're out of order, praise God. We flip, we're upside down, amen. It's like a plane flying over the desert, and it ain't even right side up, it's upside down. You know what we're seeing? Just all devastation blow. As Moses said in Deuteronomy, he said, all I see is waste, barren wilderness. Amen. So that's where I was. But he said, God spoke to his heart. In that waste, barren wilderness. And he said, Moses, Moses! He said, don't you listen to the devil. He said, you're the apple of my eye. He said, you're that blessed part, that precious part, that most tender part, praise God. And though he was going through the desert, as though, even though the cactus were appearing, yet praise God, he lifted up his eyes and he praised God Almighty. Amen, praise God, till he ran into wells of water, living water. Amen. What he did, he come to a place of rest in the Lord. Amen. I want to say there's some living water out there in front of us if we'll get to looking for it. Now the old devil will try to give you some mirages. Amen. Kind of like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. He'll put something out there and paint it in a picture and make you think it's real. I want to say, praise God, down at the house of God, God's got the real thing. He got living water, praise God. He'll flow out of you, amen. He said, not only would it flow in you, he said, but it'll be living waters that'll flow out of you, praise God, in the newness of life. Amen. I'm talking about finding rest. I think I'll rest a little while in the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I'll take the opportunity that he's given me. Why don't you? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm fighting a battle. Yeah, and you're letting the devil win. Amen. We can't let the devil win. Amen. We got to get on our face. We got to crawl and dig and to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. Plant ourselves firmly, praise God, in a position and say, Lord God, here am I. Amen. Confidence. He said, we can't lose our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we got to maintain our confidence. Now, it's hard to maintain a confidence. Now, listen to me. It's hard to maintain a confidence in something that you don't have. Amen? You can't have confidence in something you don't have. If you don't know Lord Jesus Christ and free pardon of sin, you're lost. You have no confidence. You have no help. You have no hope. You're lost and on your way to a devil's hell, doomed and damned forevermore. There's no place of rest for you. You'll go through this life in anguish and toil and bitterness and sorrow, and you'll finish this life the same way, and you'll live in hell throughout eternity, lost without God in the fires and the brimstone of hell. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. He said, I don't have any desire for you to pray. He said, that's not even created for you. He said, that's created for devil and the demons of hell. He said, you're not designed, you're not fit, praise God, to go to hell. Amen, glory be to God. He said, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I'll give you rest. He said, my rest you'll like. Amen. There's satisfaction in the rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. That peace and joy He gives you, just knowing you say, well, preacher, you mean I ain't gonna have no more problems? I ain't said that. Amen, praise God. But what we do is we just run into the Lord Jesus Christ, run and jump up in His arms. Amen, and just shut our eyes, wait for Him to wrap Him big old loving arms around us. Whew. Amen. He told Jerusalem, He said, if you would have come to me, He said, like a mother hen, I'd have covered you with my wings. Amen. If we would come to Him, praise God, He'll wrap Him arms of love around us. He'll enclose us in His love and embrace. And He'll protect us from this world. He'll protect us from ourselves. You know, my flesh gives me more problems than anything else. We like to pack a lot of stuff off on the devil. And the devil, he's not fit to be around. But he don't do a whole lot of what we think we accuse him of doing. We used to have that old saying, the devil made me do it. No, your stinking, sorry, wrote no account, rotten flesh made you do it. Amen. That person that you are, that person that you look at every day in the mirror, he's the one that made you do it. Yeah. Amen. The devil can't make you. He just come along and tempt you and try you. And you have to entertain him in order for him to be able to effective on you. But praise God, if we'll trust the Lord, we'll run to the Lord Jesus Christ, climb up in His arms like little bit children, amen, and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. But you know why we won't? Let me just say this. I'm going to hush. You know why we won't do that? Because of our stinking pride. Because of our stinking pride, we won't say, you know what, Lord, I need you as my Lord and my Savior. I need you to guide my life. I need you to show me the way and help me to be pleasing to you. Help me to put away from me all the bitterness and the wrath and the clamor, that old loudness of my life. And God, receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. God, I need you to guide me and lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. You know what the devil can do with that? Not a thing. He can't do a thing with it. He can come along and say, well, you're just wasting your time. But if you do it from the innermost part of your heart and say, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. And God, just come into my heart and make me to become a child of the King. Amen. Praise God. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Believing. You know what He does? Before you ever get done praying, He just reaches down. You know how I know? Because I felt it. Amen. On a Wednesday night, 1976, old-fashioned altar. Praise God, He swooped down to where I was and put His arms around me before I come out of there. Praise God, I don't even remember standing up. But I remember being lifted up, praise God, way above anything I'd ever been before. Amen, glory to God, put them arms around, pulling it up. And I know, praise God, I know that feeling. And I told you, we don't run by feeling, but thank God that we can feel the Lord. His presence is real. Because He's a real person. He's a real person of the Lord. Amen. The third of the Trinity, praise God. Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit that lives in us. And I felt Him that night as He swooped me up in Him arms and pulled me unto Himself. And see, I know what it feels like. And when I need help, when I need comfort, when I need just a little bit of rest, God knows we all need rest. I run to Him, and I climb up in His arms, sit in His lap, and I say, Lord, just put Your arms around me. Lord, I need to feel You again. I need some rest. I need some help. I need some hope. I need some confidence, Lord. Amen. My confidence is in You. Why? Because I felt His presence, and it's real. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never felt the presence of God. He's never just loved you up in His arms. Amen. I mean, squeezed you till the juice run out of you. Praise God, He'll do it tonight if you'll let Him.
Amen.
He said, if you'll come unto me, He said, I will give you rest. Amen.